This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to USA Radio Network and my show, the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered. No other show like it on American radio. Shoot from the hip, speak from the heart, let it fly. And I've got a comment here I want to read you right now. I'm mad as hell that I'm not going to take this anymore. This comes out in newspapers around the country on Sunday. In national syndication through Creator Syndicate, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore is the title. Remember that line from the famous American movie Network? I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore. It's time for rebellion. Every out-of-work American and every out-of-business American business owner needs to open our windows and shout it. Shout it so loud it reaches President Trump, Congress, and every D.C. swamp politician from Washington to New York to Boston to Beverly Hills. It's time for the madness to stop, Mr. President. Do you understand how many suicides of business owners are piling up? Here in Las Vegas, a business owner closed his business, laid off his 45 employees with tears in his eyes, and then went home and committed suicide. Did you see that in the news? That's not a headline, is it? It's happening across America. Do you understand, Mr. President, the pain of the employees? No one can even get through for unemployment benefits. People have no money. No money to eat this week or next week. No money for gas. No money for food. No money for rent. No money for survival. And they can't get through. The websites are down. And no one ever answers the phone at the unemployment office. Do you understand how many lives are being ruined? How many jobs being killed? How many great businesses will never reopen? The people are desperate and despondent. We can't stay closed. We have to open up the U.S. economy. There's no more time for debate. There's no room for caution. I'm sick of hearing from doctors with safe salaries and millions in the bank. I have ideas and compromise below, but first, let's get a few things out of the way. These coronavirus death counts have got to stop. You're scaring people half to death. Not even half to death, just to death. I suggest a new kind of death count be put up on TV screens to compete with the coronavirus death count. First of all, jobs killed by this complete business shutdown. Second of all, businesses closed by this shutdown. American dreams destroyed by this shutdown. Suicides caused by this shutdown. A Great Depression will destroy this great nation. A pandemic cannot. And we're on the way right now, unless you get this economy open again. And why not open America for business again? Here's a little common sense. What is happening now makes absolutely no sense. We're allowed to shop at big box stores like Costco, Walmart, and Home Depot, health food stores like Whole Foods and Sprouts, grocery stores, pet stores, auto parts stores, pawn shops, pot stores, liquor stores, gun stores, and get this, golf courses are open. If all of that is allowed, why can't we open all stores and businesses, but with the same sanitary and health precautions and restrictions? I love and appreciate UPS drivers and Costco cashiers on the front lines, but if they can work, why can't the rest of us? Do Costco checkout guys and gals and supermarket cashiers have an S on their chest? Are they Superman versus coronavirus? If they can face it and survive, why can't the rest of us? The Liberal Democrat mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, another moron, just recommended everyone wear masks and scarves. Isn't this the compromise to get us all back to work? Repeat after me. Here's the mantra for the day. Wear a mask, get back to work. Wear a mask, get back to work. Wear a mask, get back to work. We need to open the U.S. economy before it's too late, before we're all doomed, not from coronavirus, but from the fallout of the greatest depression of all time. Here is the compromise. Here are the new rules. Anyone who wants to stay home can. If you want to collect welfare, food stamps, and unemployment, you're afraid of coronavirus, you can stay home. Anyone at high risk, seniors, the sick, the obese, those with illness, should shelter at home. But the rest of us, the working people of America, are willing to take the risk, shoulder the risk, to keep our businesses alive, to save jobs, to save the economy, to prevent a Great Depression, to prevent mass suicides, alcoholism, drug addiction, poverty, and misery. We can all work. Just like the Costco employees and the supermarket cashiers and the UPS drivers, we can all wear masks. Our customers can wear masks. We can all practice social distancing. Employees can stand 6 feet apart. Stores can limit customers. New customers can only come in when others leave. We can sanitize our workplaces and stores like never before in history. It's time to start organizing a mega call-in campaign to President Trump, Congress, and to local politicians across this country. It's time to tell them that the American people want to take precautions. We'll accept restrictions, but we need to get back to work. Or we're holding you accountable for ruining our jobs, our careers, our businesses, our dreams, and our lives. This pandemic is horrible, but we can't keep the economy closed. Your caution and your fear are killing our lives more than any pandemic. The politicians are destroying America. Shout it out loud. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. My commentary coming out on Sunday at newspapers all around the United States. And the bad news just keeps coming in. Headline in the Las Vegas newspaper right now. Caesars furloughing about 90% of U.S. workers at its domestic-owned properties across the United States, as well as corporate staff. I mean, the news just comes in by the minute. Everybody's getting laid off. Everyone's losing their jobs. Crazy. Crazy. Here's Rush Limbaugh, one of my heroes. Democrats salivating over coronavirus as an opportunity to decapitate the U.S. economy. Conservative radio's Rush Limbaugh warned Americans Thursday during his broadcast of the Democrats' attempt to use the crisis of coronavirus as a means to decapitate the economy. They're seeing this as an opportunity, he said, to decapitate our capitalist economy. They're salivating over it. For them, it's the crisis opportunity of a lifetime to push through their agenda. And despite this, despite the fact that the facts show it is capitalism and farmers and frackers and truckers who are saving us, people in many industries, the left impugns and laughs at and makes fun of. They make fun of farmers. They make fun of people in flyover country. They make fun of people who make their living in the dirt. They make fun of people who take showers after work. They impugn all kinds of people in manual labor jobs. We wouldn't be able to survive without them. It's capitalism saving our country. And by the way, he said, thank God for getting rid of net neutrality, because we hadn't gotten rid of net neutrality. And if there were all kinds of these left-wing regulations on the internet, it wouldn't be up and running as it is today. Go to the UK, go to the EU. You'll find out the internet and broadband service over there has been greatly interrupted in all this because they have massive more regulation of the internet than we do. He criticized far-left media for joining with Democrats in portraying the current rise in unemployment as a failure of the Trump administration. He observed MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell asked House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, do you think more needs to be done in the next stimulus package now that we've seen these appalling historic unemployment numbers? And then he cited Fox Business Network's Charles Payne, who said Wednesday to his guest VP Mike Pence, I think the fate of free market capitalism is on the line now, and the administration and big business have got to show the American people this is the best system. This, to me, is the moment of truth when capitalism is tested, and it is your administration, you and President Trump, that have got to prove this is the best way to go about life. You know, it's interesting because I'm busy all day. I'm trying to save my life and my businesses and my customers and my advertisers and my radio shows and my TV show and everything else. I have no time to listen to Rush. I have no time to listen to Hannity. I have no time to watch Fox News. So I have no idea what my fellow conservative hosts are saying. But my fans keep sending me emails saying Mark Levin and Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, Wayne, they're all with you. Every one of them agrees this is a disaster and we've got to open the economy. People die. That's part of life. I'm sorry. I don't want anyone to die. I don't want anyone's grandma to die. But it's part of life. But Democrats are just morons. It doesn't matter. I'm going to be so nice to them. Instead of Rush and others saying, oh, Democrats are bad. Democrats want to ruin the economy. Let me say it nicer. Democrats either want to destroy the American economy and make us all into Cuba and Venezuela and slaves to big government and ruin our lives and make us live in misery and malaise, or they're just do-gooders. What do they say? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. They're do-gooders. They actually think they're doing good for us, and they're destroying the economy and killing all our jobs. Pelosi announces a bipartisan committee to investigate the federal response to coronavirus and may call for, get this, may call for rolling lockdowns through the fall. We're going to laugh at these people because Trump's going to run her over. He's just going to run her over like a Mack truck. He's a bull in a china shop. And Trump ain't allowing, excuse my language, but I come from the streets of New York, and I also come from Columbia University. I'm going to revert back to the streets of New York. Trump ain't allowing Nancy Pelosi to have rolling shutdowns of the United States economy. Never going to happen. Never going to happen. But you better pray for an Easter miracle, because economists project 20 million lost jobs unless the economy is open by Sunday, April 12th. And data shows U.S. efforts to combat the China coronavirus crushed the U.S. economy, but Brazil and Sweden have just about the same fatality numbers as us with open economies. It doesn't make a difference. I'm all for social distancing. I'm all for wearing masks or wearing scarves. I'm all for doing the most incredible work you could do to sterilize and clean and sanitize whatever business or office you're in. I got it. I'm not into stadiums, football stadiums filled with people. Okay? I get it. I don't want the electric Daisy Carnival tomorrow in Las Vegas. But small businesses across America must be open. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, your conservative warrior, relentless middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior and capitalist evangelist, only show of its kind. On radio or TV, no script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart, I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. In the immortal words of George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day here on the Wayne Allen Root Show. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and the great Edward Stoltz, owner, operator, original founder of KBET, and the man who gave me my start in local radio. Thank you, Ed. At stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national syndication. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. It's the most fan-friendly show in America. I love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. My website, rootforamerica.com. Email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, and call in anytime, 833-WAR-TALK. I just finished reading you my commentary and telling you that no one can get through to the unemployment websites or the phone calls, can't get through. Here's a headline. New Yorkers say they cannot access the state's unemployment benefits website. Many New Yorkers have tried to apply for unemployment benefits, and they found themselves shut out of the state system, unable to complete applications or had their applications rejected, even though they met all requirements. I'm locked out of the website, one recently furloughed New Yorker said. There's no way to get anyone on the phone to unlock my account. Newly unemployed Americans are having trouble all around the country as antiquated state systems struggle to keep up with the tidal wave. 10 million people applied for unemployment benefits in the past 2 weeks, and millions more will apply over the next 2 weeks. You understand? These are systems that couldn't handle 40,000 people in a day, and now you have millions in a day. I don't know what these people are going to do. I've been a guy who's made money his entire life. I'm a guy who's had money in the bank his whole life. I'm a guy who's had cash in his wallet his whole life. What do you do if you have nothing? If you live week to week? I've seen the studies, something like 60% of all Americans have $500 to their name. What would you do if you have to buy groceries and gas and your job ended 2 weeks ago and you've spent the $500 on groceries and gas and you can't get through it on unemployment? You can't get through to anybody. What do you do? I don't know. What do you do? People are going to starve and people are going to commit crimes like never before in history. I wonder if Trump knows what's really going on. And I don't know if these loans are ever coming through for small business. I have no idea. I've seen all kinds of conflicting articles that say this is the greatest time ever. They're going to give money to everyone. And then all kinds of restrictions and they're not going to give money to anyone. It's only going to be big small businesses, you know, ones that do $50 million a year. They'll get money. But little guys will get shut out. We'll see. Here's a little bit of good news. Former Obama big shot, and this is his former campaign manager, David Plouffe. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Plouffe or Plouffe? Plouffe? I think it's Plouffe. His former campaign manager, speaking on Fox News Rundown podcast Thursday, predicted there will be an historic level of voter turnout in support of President Trump when Election Day comes in November. The pandemic and the economic consequences aside, Trump voters will come out and support him for re-election. You look at the economic situation, he says, and how can an incumbent win with that? And he says, you know, no one's blaming Trump for the damage. I think if you can lay his crisis response at his feet and connect that to the economy, I do think that's some headwind he's got to run into. But almost no matter what happens, the question is, could Trump win Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Florida? Sure, because his base is so solid. I think he's going to turn out votes almost at an historical level on his behalf. So that makes him very dangerous if you're Joe Biden. So good to hear. Good to hear that there are smart people out there who understand Trump will win re-election. But the question is, will we be around to care? So we'll win. We know it's the end of America if Trump loses. This is what Democrats have been praying for, trying for. Kill America, kill the economy, Cloward and Piven, make everyone bankrupt, everyone, every business owner, lose everything they've got. This is what Cloward and Piven said. Put everyone on welfare and make us into Cuba. And then it'll be fair to blacks and whites and Hispanics and illegals. Everyone will be the same. And let me tell you something. It's happening right now. It's of course not a hoax. The coronavirus is real, but the response to it has made everyone bankrupt. We're all going to lose everything we got. Who does that benefit? It doesn't. It absolutely tilts the flavor or the table. Absolutely tilts it towards Democrats because Republicans have the money. Republican voters aren't all rich, but they're all middle class and working class. And you're taking away their jobs, their income, and their assets. Their house is worth nothing. They don't know where they're getting unemployment benefits. You're turning them into welfare queens. They can't even get the welfare. And the other people on the Democrat side were already on welfare, or they're government employees with guaranteed jobs. Our side's being slaughtered, President Trump.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Unemployment numbers are out for the month of March. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us the jobless rate is now at 4.4%.
Total non-farm payroll employment fell by 701,000 in March, and the unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. Employment in leisure and hospitality fell by 459,000.
This is the largest increase since January 1975.
Wall Street not reacting kindly to those numbers as the Dow lost 360 points to finish at 21,052. But as far as if we're seeing a recession, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells Fox News,
I don't personally believe we'll have a depression. I do believe we're going to have negative growth in the third quarter.
USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, in these tough times, you definitely want to have something to protect you healthcare-wise. And I chose 4 years ago to get away from health insurance, you know, traditional health insurance. I had Aetna, and it was a joke. Once Obamacare came into play, it destroyed my life. Who the hell's got the kind of money to pay for Obamacare? Was it went from $500 a month to $2,000 a month because of Obamacare, and Aetna even sent me the letters stating that. I didn't ask for it. They said, your policy's been canceled, and now it's $2,000 a month instead of $500 for the new policy because of Obamacare and its restrictions, regulations, and provisions. That's what it said. So they hiked me $1,500 a month. Who can afford that? So I went to Liberty HealthShare, a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and my price has been in the $400 to $500 range for the last 4 years. I've saved $72,000 in premiums. That's a fact. $18,000 a year in monthly premiums. $72,000 after 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick up your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. Plus, I had kidney stone surgery last year. They paid for the whole $27,000 hospital bill and the entire doctor, surgeon, anesthesiologist bill. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. That's my opinion. It's better. This is the way healthcare should be. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. You've got to check out some sort of a system to back you up when people are sick, right? 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Together we're changing healthcare for good. Every person within my earshot should be going to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Because if you don't, I don't know what you're thinking. I really don't. So another Kennedy tragedy today. I mean, I may hate their liberal politics, but I've never seen a family that has such tragedy befall them. I mean, I'm not someone who believes in curses, but I'm telling you, there's got to be a Kennedy curse. I've never seen anything like it. It's just out of this world. John F. Kennedy's grandniece and her son, 8, drowned after a boating accident. They were rowing into the Chesapeake Bay in Maryland to recover a soccer ball from the little boy. Oh, my God. Maeve Kennedy Townsend McKean, the granddaughter of Robert F. Kennedy and her 8-year-old son, Gideon Joseph Kennedy McKean, got into a canoe at 4 p.m. Thursday outside her mother's home. Child had been kicking a soccer ball with other kids, and it fell in the water, and the pair went to retrieve it amid high winds. They got into a canoe to chase it down. They just got further and further out. They couldn't handle it. They couldn't get back in. They were later sucked into the South River where they drowned. Governor Larry Hogan said at a press conference. She's the daughter of the former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. I just can't believe the tragedy of the Kennedy family, and I can't stand their politics, but I don't wish that on anyone in the world. And I say my prayers for them today. All right, we have our guest, David Hurwitz, is there. All right, David Hurwitz, best-selling author.
What happened to the Kennedys today?
Great-granddaughter of JFK and her 8-year-old son were in a canoe. He kicked his soccer ball into the Chesapeake Bay. They got in a canoe to try and get it. It was windy. They got sucked out into the water, and they both drowned. Terrible, terrible tragedy. It's just,
yeah.
I can't stand their politics, David, but, man, I've never seen a family have such tragedy in my entire life. My heart goes out to anybody. Well, I don't care what your politics are, right?
Well, they're risk-takers. It's born into them.
Yeah, well, they lose at those risks. Wow, jeez. All right, so we're with David Hurwitz, best-selling author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America, and his new column is out, Wars Visible and Invisible. Hey, David, tell us all about your book, Dark Agenda, and this column, Wars Visible and Invisible. Tell us what it's about.
Yeah, the subtitle is The Virus and the Coup. The book, Dark Agenda, I am an agnostic Jew, so I'm a perfect witness to the contribution that Christians have made to America. And this is it's a book about the war the left has declared on Jews and Christians, but in Christians in particular. It reached a high point in the Obama administration where they pursued the Little Sisters of the Poor, the Catholic charity that went back to the 16th century, where elderly nuns took care of poor elderly women, and the Obama administration insisted that they distribute condoms, which they insisted on it. Obviously, these women were all past childbearing age. They insisted on it. It was vindictive, is what it was, to attack their religious faith. And that kind of, you know, they took it to the Supreme Court. It cost them a fortune to defend themselves. And it's still going on. The left, the ACLU, they have all these suits against Catholic hospitals to force them to go against the tenets of their faith. And you see also, you know, Pete Buttigieg, who's a, you know,
Mayor Pete, Mayor Pete.
Mayor Pete, a rabid bigot attacking Mike Pence because he's a Christian. That's the only reason he's attacking them. Pence, by all accounts, you know, I actually know Mike. He's a really decent guy. He's very tolerant. He disapproves of gay marriage. But Richard Gunnell, who's the Trump-appointed ambassador to Germany, and is gay. I don't know. I think he's married. But he's gay, and he says that they were so gracious. The Pences. But anyway, people know, you know, it's been driven out of the schools, religion. You can't teach public school children that the pilgrims were Christians escaping religious persecution, which is why we have the democracy we have, why free conscience is protected, freedom of conscience, freedom of religion, freedom of expression, free speech, all under attack by the left. And when I did this book, I discovered, you know, that every American value and freedom, everything we cherish, equality, liberty, inclusion, tolerance, they're all originated as Christian ideas. Before the Reformation, if you were a Christian, you could only get to heaven by going through the Catholic Church and its priesthood. And they sold indulgences, so if you got stuck in purgatory, if you paid off the church, they would get you into heaven. That was the system. And the reformers realized that churches, like governments, are human institutions, and therefore they're subject to horrible corruption, human corruption, which we, of course, can see in front of us, you know, with our government, where Trump picked up the rock. I mean, know that there was, he thought there were that many crawly creatures under it, hitting our FBI.
He had no idea. It's worse than I ever imagined in my wildest dreams, David.
I didn't find it myself. But these brilliant Protestant reformers, they came up with this revolutionary idea to combat the idea that there needs to be a priesthood that represents you to God. And that was, they called it the priesthood of all believers. So that all believers confront their maker one-on-one. No church, no government-established church. And that's a radical democratic idea because it included, of course, black slaves who were Christians. And that's why Protestant Christians led the world, and America did, in freeing the slaves. Something that is, that idea is under attack today. You know, my conclusion in writing the book, I go through everything, you know, through Roe v. Wade, and which is the decision that really divided the country the way it's divided now. But the reason the left attacks Christianity is because it hates America. And America is founded on Christian principles and a Christian attitude. It also happens to be a Jewish attitude.
Well, I was going to say, don't leave us Jews out there. A Judeo-Christian, I think, is the right way to put it, don't you think?
Yeah, but 98% of the people who founded this country were Protestant Christians.
Right, correct.
And the other 2%, I mean, there were some Jews, but most of the others were Catholics.
Although there was, I don't know if you know this. Hey, David, do you know this? My understanding is, I don't have the name in front of me, but there was a Jewish fellow that literally financed the entire American Revolution, the equivalent of $10 million today.
I forgot his name, too.
Yeah, and he never got his money back. He was never repaid the loan, and he died bankrupt. So he loaned $10 million in today's dollars to the American Revolution and to the United States Congress to fund the war. We won the war because of his money, or we were broke and run out of money, and they never paid him back, and he died with nothing. That's how America treated him. So, interesting.
The big message of my book, Dark Agenda, is that we as a nation, and people know this, right now, we as a nation are under siege. The Democratic Party is an anti-American party. Its creed is identity politics, which is cultural Marxism. They're racist and collectivist. They judge you by your membership in a group, so that if you're a white male, you're guilty before the fact. And if you're non-white and female, you're innocent, even if the facts prove you guilty. That's the Democratic Party today. It's a threat to our existence as a democratic nation. It's
David Horowitz, we're running out of time. The clock is ticking, unfortunately, on radio, but the music's
right
on.
In the middle of this.
The best-selling author of Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America, David Horowitz, check it out. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America, always one of my favorites. Great guy. Another fellow, Columbia University, Jewish kid from New York, the two of us. David Horowitz, thanks for coming on.
To Columbia.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms. Even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my doctor suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's alkaline structured silver gel, liquid, and lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The entire world is sliding into a Great Depression. Anybody could see that. It's happening right in front of us. Please, Right Wing Watch, you love to tell everyone what Wayne Root says. Why don't you show him my prediction that this is going to turn into a Great Depression? It absolutely is. By shutting down the economy and business, you've created a Great Depression. The great American economy can't just come to a stop and then start again after weeks of inactivity. There is no such thing. These jobs will never come back. This is madness. Nobody's debating coronavirus being real. I've never said otherwise. The organization that went after me is a liar. I've never said anything other than, this is terrible, this is awful, there are a lot of deaths, I feel bad for the people dying. But that doesn't mean you stop the world. You don't stop the merry-go-round. Am I the only one who understands that when we had polio, nobody stopped business in America? Kids, thousands of kids were waking up paralyzed for life, living in an iron lung. I can't even think of anything more horrible in life. Parents' lives destroyed, kids' lives destroyed. But did anybody stop American business because kids were getting polio? No, you went to work every day. You earned money. You created more jobs. You started businesses. You kept other businesses running. You went to dinner. Restaurants were open. This is insanity. Sweden, South Korea, other countries didn't do it like this. Brazil, they kept their businesses and their economy open, and they've got about the same death rate as we do. Google search activity shows the U.S. is entering a Great Depression. The only good thing about Google, they do track people and they can tell you what people are looking at, right? And so the public curiosity over doomsday items exploded between February 20th and March 20th. The word unemployment at Google grew by 400%, recession by 376%. Some of the phrases people used all over the world. How do I file for unemployment? Will I get fired? Can I file for unemployment online? When will I get my unemployment check? What if I can't pay my mortgage? How do I pay my rent? And it's not just America. The entire world is scrambling for funding. Jamaicans, New Zealand, UK, Pakistan, Singapore, Australia, everyone's scrambling for money. The entire world is sliding into a Great Depression. And there's really two questions. Will you let government destroy us all? How do we open the economy and get back to work? Those are the only two questions. By the way, in the midst of all this, it's kind of interesting timing. It's a perfect segue. The sponsor of this segment is Dr. Nancy Wolf, her book, Conscious Matrix. She's a conservative capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years studying the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now is chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. And Nancy explains why liberal socialists and globalists trying to destroy us will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are pre-wired to win. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things pre-wired in our minds and souls to win. And she says, together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally pre-wired and predestined to win. You need this book. You're home for a few weeks. You got nothing else to do. Read a book that makes you positive and happy and believe in America. This is the book you need to read now. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. If you're listening to me at my flagship station, 790 in Las Vegas, Dr. Nancy Wolf is a local Las Vegas Republican, great lady, even though she was the psychology department professor at UCLA for 30 years. She's a Vegas person now, and I see her at all the Republican events. Good lady, good person. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Once in a while, we get things right. My great friend Wayne, another Wayne, who lives in Vegas part of the time, in Oregon part of the time, Florida part of the time, very wealthy, successful guy. And he sent me an article, and he sent me a text, an article and a text, and he said, finally, America does something right. And I go to look at the article, and the headline is, an act of modern-day piracy. Germany and France accuse the U.S. of seizing shipments of medical masks. And my buddy Wayne says, finally, we do something right. The United States has angered Germany and France after seizing millions of masks set to be shipped to the European nations amid the coronavirus crisis. I agree with him. Good. It's about time we did something right. Wayne's right. This Wayne agrees with Wayne. German officials hit out at America for intercepting 200,000 masks that they had ordered from a 3M factory in China. As 3M is an American-owned company, the U.S. was able to confiscate the shipment of masks which were on their way to healthcare workers battling coronavirus in Berlin. We consider this an act of modern piracy, Berlin's interior minister says. You don't treat your partners like that, he said. He called on Germany's government to press the U.S. to stick to international rules, while Berlin's mayor accused Trump of lacking solidarity following the seizure of the shipment. No, the president is trying to save Americans and secure masks for American doctors and American nurses and paramedics and policemen and firemen on the front lines. On Thursday, the commander-in-chief Trump ordered 3M to manufacture more masks for Americans. The United States has also earned the ire of France. On Thursday, U.S. buyers paid three times the going rate to secure a shipment of face masks from China that were due to be dispatched to France. The U.S. has denied the allegation. You know what I say? It's ours, baby. Screw it. Possession is 99% of the law. We need the masks. The rest of you, go find them for yourself. I didn't notice Germany and France or the rest of the world ever coming to our aid. Whenever we're in trouble, nobody comes to our aid after what we did for France in World War II. Why aren't you here helping us? Because you don't care about us. It's time for us to look out for America. USA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Come.